Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on William Mace, M-A-C-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Mace as described in the reports listed above. Pretty is now a 57-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 325-09. Pretty was pushing a handcart of beer and slipped off of a curb, injuring his right knee. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. This was repaired surgically. He denies any subsequent injuries to the knee since last seen here in 2018. He does relate, following up with Dr. Seckler, S-E-C-K-L-E-R, for periodic viscosupplementation injections. These were last given in 2021 and provided him with temporary relief. Lead paragraph. There are no true additional medical records supplied for my review. However, these do show an order approving settlement on 9/24/15. He applied for an increase in his award on 7/26/22. It noted on 7/25/11 he was awarded 25.5% of the right leg for a torn medial meniscus with surgical repair. He claimed his condition deteriorated and he received additional treatment thereafter, being awarded 37.5% of the right leg on 7/30/14. Pierre's condition thereafter deteriorated again, and he was provided additional treatment. Another order was entered on 9/26/18, finding no increased disability but preserving the statute. Petitioner suffered an exacerbation of pain and disability thereafter, and responded provided treatment consisting of a series of visco injections to the right leg with the last treatment occurring on 9/8/20. Petitioner claims to have suffered increased pain and disability since that time and seeks review of the last award. Pretty has sustained no other injury to the right leg since the last award. In paragraph, Mr. Mace also supplied answers to interrogatories in which he listed his various treating physicians for his numerous medical conditions. Dr. Seckler is the one treating him for his compensable knee injury. He asserted being told he might need, that he does need a full knee replacement. He currently states he was told he was too heavy and too young for this. He does suffer from diabetic neuropathy in the feet. He recalled having another x-ray with Dr. Seckler somewhere in 2021, although there was no indication in his records of this film. Pretty had already been receiving Social Security Disability since 2015. He asserted having pain and limitation that increased significantly since the entry of the last award. Pretty underwent a series of three injections which provided temporary relief only for about 1 month. Petitioner claimed to be significantly disabled walking with an altered gait, being required to use a cane, having pain on a constant basis, 7 days a week. His sleep is interrupted and his ability to undertake day-to-day tasks is severely limited. He currently tells me he does have help at home provided by his niece and nephew who split the day spending it with him. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Examination took place in the seated position since he was too large to get up on the table and lay supine. Within these constraints, He had full range of motion of the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Grady was tendered with palpation about the right free patella region and medial joint line, but there was none in the left. Period. Knee maneuvers, modified provocative maneuvers were performed. Period. McMurray's, Apley's compression, and ligaments' distraction maneuvers all elicited tenderness on the right, which were negative on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral, ambulated with a mild limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assist device. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 80 degrees and rise. Period. He was able to actively flex to 70 degrees, limited by his large abdominal girth. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres, without discomfort. Period. Impressions on 325.09. William Mace injured his right knee at work, as described in my prior report. Reports. Period. His subsequent treatment was also summarized in those reports. Period. It is my understanding that after the evaluation of 312.18, he applied for a reopener. Period. He had some treatment with Dr. Seckler by way of viscosupplementation injections. Period. He was advised that he needs a knee replacement, but due to personal risk factors such as his weight and young age, this has not yet been performed. Period. New paragraph of the current exam. Found there to be full range of motion above the right knee without crepitus or tenderness, consistent with his body habitus, and exam being done in a seated fashion. Period. Similarly, modified provocative maneuvers of the knee were negative for any overt instability. Period. He ambulated with a mild limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assist device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here from the latest report. Period. And